of Hummingbird is a 2018 Korean film that sees the world through the eyes of a 14-year-old. Over the years, the movie has amassed 59 international awards under various categories, including wins at the Berlin International Film Festival and the Tribeca Film Festival. In the movie, we hear a character say this: "What is the correct way to live? Some days I feel like I know, but I really don't. But the world is so mysterious and beautiful because when bad things happen, good things happen with it. And because we're always meeting someone and sharing something." It's not a long line, but it sure says a lot about our lives. There are times that are so hard that we can't help but wonder if this is what life is supposed to be like. And so many people who make our lives even harder than it already is. But then, there are also moments that make us smile and laugh, and people who we want to keep near us so that we could be comforted by them and we could comfort them ourselves. It is definitely not all bad. And sometimes it's those that made life hard for us that give us the biggest comfort. Maybe that's precisely why life is so mysterious and beautiful. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was wonderful radio. Yes, Kim Yeon-ter had it right. Wonderful way to start the day and start our show. Do we ever really feel like we know what we're doing or how the world works anyway? I certainly don't. You know, even people in their 90s said they don't understand the world and it's still all a wonder. But then, again, would it really be fun to know everything? I mean, sure, there are times where this is going to afford us, you know, bouts of fear. We're going to be scared. We're going to be hurting because of what we don't know. But on the other hand, it is also the things we don't know that makes our days different from the ones before. It makes life certainly not boring, but interesting. Maybe the world is so mysterious and beautiful only because it is full of things we don't know. So it's not such a bad thing. But now I'm sure you all know by now, today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded. So we won't be having our roll call today. But as always, your comments and messages, your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything that's going on with you, they're all very much welcome here. So don't hesitate to stop by and drop a line. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. You can use the chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won. A long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of the show, we'll have our Thursday segment, The Words, with singer-songwriter Stella Jang, so don't miss out on that either. But time for our next song break. Here is Toy with 인생은 아름다워, Life is Beautiful, featuring dynamic duo Crush and Zion T. That was 인생은 아름다워, Life is Beautiful, a fantastic toy collaboration with dynamic duo Crush and Zion T. Let's actually listen to a couple more songs about how beautiful life is, how beautiful our days are, and sometimes how beautiful some of those days in the past had been. First up, we'll listen to 너의 모든 순간, Every Moment of You by Song Si-kyung. It's a song that says, "My life is beautiful because you're in it, and I hope I can be a part of every moment of your life." And after that, we will listen to 아름다운 날들, Beautiful Days by 장혜진, which looks back on fond memories of beautiful days shared with a loved one, saying thank you for making my life beautiful I hope you'll forgive me and that you meet someone who will make you happy. All right, so first up, Song Si-kyung, 너의 모든 순간, every moment of you. And then 정혜진, 장혜진 with 아름다운 날들, beautiful days. That was the lovely 장혜진 with 아름다운 날들, beautiful days. Before that, we heard Song Si-kyung with 너의 모든 순간, or every moment of you. Moving on to usual OFD announcements. Send us any feedback. Message on Kong or comment on our social media. Write on the message board on our website. Or, if in Korea, send me a text to sharp8150. When you do any of these things, you will automatically be entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent in any kind of feedback, be sure to check out that notice section on our webpage, which is world.kbs.co.kr. If you find your screen name or part of your phone number on the list, send us your shipping info via email so we can send you your prize as soon as possible. Now, although international shipping is still mostly on hold, we have all your prizes wrapped and ready to be shipped off as soon as restrictions are lifted. So thank you for your understanding and patience. All right, for our next song break, here's one of mine. It is me, Park Jung-hyun, and my cover of Vincent. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day can be heard multiple times throughout the day, either on the website or on our mobile apps. We have KBS Kong or the KBS World Radio on-air app. You can choose between the two. Also, our broadcast timetable is available on both the website and these apps, so take a look to find out which time slot will fit your schedule, your time zone, the best. Or you can actually just stream past episodes of the program in the Listen Again menu on the website or via podcasts, which means you can pretty much listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever in the world you are. Please note, songs we play on the show are removed from the podcasts due to copyright reasons. All right. I will be back with today's Parallel Universe after another song break. Here is Harim with 그런 너, 그런 나, that kind of you, kind of me. But not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It is Parallel Universe. Today we've got two songs that are about being lovesick. First up is the K-pop song Lovesick by SHINee. This boy group, of course, made their debut in 2008 and has been shining brightly ever since. Their song Lovesick was a part of their fourth studio album entitled Odd, and this was released in 2015. Lyrically, the song is about still being head over heels in love with a love interest who happens to be older than the protagonist, even after being together for a long time. And the song starts out like this. You are so pretty, did you even know? You are still my everything. How many years has it been? You used to tease me for being younger, but you've changed and now you are mine. Your windows were once closed, but over time, winter has gone, spring is coming. It is a very particular thing when the female is older in a romantic relationship here, so it's a nice way to kind of frame that context for you when you listen to this song. And as for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Lovesick by English indie pop band Fickle Friends. This is a five-piece band that formed in Brighton, East Sussex, back in 2013. Now, even before landing a deal with a major record company, this band managed to tour around the UK and Europe, playing in 53 festivals for over the course of 2 years. And then, after finally landing a deal, they released their debut studio album, entitled You Are Someone Else, in 2018, and said, "We always wanted to make a record that made people dance and think at the same time." All the thinking dance music. If any of these songs help anyone feel cool or strong or even just less alone, then we will have achieved what we wanted. It's very sweethearted kind of musicians there, don't you think? Their song Lovesick was the sixth track on this album. Here's a bit of the song's lyrics. "Am I obsessing over thinking too much? 'Cause I'm finding it hard to breathe. You think I'm a feral, I'm a wild thing, and it could be the end of me. I'm nothing but lovesick, 'cause nothing makes sense when I'm not with you. I'm nothing but honest, I want to give up, giving up on you. I'm nothing but lovesick." Oh yes, it's so interesting how we describe love in terms of aching, being lovesick. And here are two different takes on that right now. First up, Shiny with Lovesick, and then Fickle Friends with Lovesick. That was Lovesick by Fickle Friends, and before that, Lovesick by Shiny. Those were our Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the program is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with singer-songwriter Stella Jang joining me. Let me wrap up part one of the show first. Here is Yoo Jae-ha with 지난 날, Past Days. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, will be starting shortly, and Stella will be joining me very soon. But first, enjoy these couple of songs while Stella gets settled in. The one song has a really cute title, the other one has really cute names of collaborators. First up, here's Baekhyun with 아무것도 하기 싫으면 어떡해, 0%. And after that, we will hear Bang Moon-chi and her song Move with Ruru and Rara. If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times it's the story behind the words that is even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component, so we take some time each week to take a closer look into lyrics in our segment, The Words, and to make sure nothing's lost in translation, we have singer-songwriter Stella Jang joining us in the studio.
Hello!
Hello! Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah?
I just got out of my 장염.
Oh, no! Oh, yeah. No! You had an ulcer.
Yeah, I had it like for maybe 4 or 5 days.
Enteritis.
And it felt like eternity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's over now. So I can't eat whatever I want now.
Oh my gosh, but you are better now.
Yeah, okay, I'm totally fine now. I take coffee, I take flour, everything.
Oh no. I mean, definitely I think your fans would be really alarmed to know that you were sick, so most important message here is that you are better.
Usually when I get sick with the ulcer, it's
enteritis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Enteritis. Mm-hmm. It's always I try to ignore the symptoms.
Oh,
like the beginning symptoms.
Right. You're like,
I know that something is wrong.
Sure.
But I feel like, yeah, but you can still deal with it.
Right.
No. And
you
then
rationalize.
You eat whatever you want to eat, like coffee and everything,
mm-hmm.
and like ice cream, cold stuff. And,
yes.
And then it comes,
and
like,
then it
for real.
And then it hits you.
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh my God, oops. I was wrong to ignore those symptoms.
Absolutely. It's true. I've had enteritis one or two times before. And the worst part about it is that we were talking about this earlier. If you're sick and you don't feel like eating, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, you are always hungry and you want to eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
But then the moment you eat food, it's like some sort of weird temptation. Then you suffer.
And as soon as you get a little better, then you're hungry again.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So it's really tough. It's sort of a mental struggle as well as a physical struggle. So really, really glad to hear that you're better.
Was. Yeah.
My goodness. Thank goodness that it didn't turn into something more serious mm-hmm. and you're over it.
Yeah.
And also, good kind of reminder for all of us, hey, you know, if we have those little warning signs, you know, we can't ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Our health is the most important right now, especially in this transitional period
yeah.
into
and
a
when
new
you
season.
Type your symptoms like in into the research engines, like you're like, oh my God, I have cancer maybe.
I know, it's so crazy. If you put your symptoms could be like 100 things. So
yeah.
It's true. It's true. Maybe just a little hop to the hospital is maybe a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, most important thing, you are better and you have a fabulous topic for us today.
Yay. Which is Yunsung.
Oh.
Yunsung is the topic of the day.
Yunsung is our topic.
Yes.
See, he's such a great musician that he's actually
yeah.
a topic.
It had something to do with what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
So Liz sent me a text message mm-hmm. saying that, hey, we have to choose another topic.
Yeah.
And I was up to this rehearsals for the tribute stage
mm-hmm.
that we're preparing together for Pentaport Music Festival,
right.
Rock Festival. And I'm part of that crew, like mm-hmm. Yunsung the Plus.
Oh.
Because he's going to perform with three other singers,
okay,
including me mm-hmm. and Jeokjae yes. and Lee Won-seok of Daybreak.
Wow!
So that was the thing mm-hmm. of yesterday. So I met him like in person, like for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time was just a very brief hello, like at
yes.
봄명가왕.
Oh, okay. Sort of like
yeah.
passing by.
So just passing
hello.
By, like, oh, I'm your fan. And mm-hmm. yeah, that was all.
Right.
And so it was the first time that I ever really had a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And even before the rehearsal, like mm-hmm. I had to prepare the songs that I was going to sing.
Right.
And I'm doing some researches of his works.
Yeah.
And it reminded me a lot of 10 years ago, like when I was sitting mm-hmm. in my room listening to his songs and
yeah.
Fangirling his music.
Oh, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
So I was doing my, having my Songdeok experience yesterday. So I was like, oh, what about Yunsung topic?
That's
and
a
Liz
great
was
idea.
Like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, especially because, you know, you're preparing to perform with him and you've been kind of researching and revisiting his music. So it's really fresh on your mind.
Yay.
So your insight is going to be even more,
mm-hmm.
more awesome. It's always, always awesome.
It's awesomer.
But it's going to be awesomer. all right, so this is, I think we're in for a lot of fantastic lyrics. We're in for a lot of Park Chang-hak-si.
Yeah,
yes.
I think like all of them are from, oh no,
not
one
of them
is from Ina, I think.
Okay, yes, but most of them are Park Chang-hak, of course, the lyricist who is most known for sort of being call him the magic combo. Yunsung's sort of writing partner, production partner.
Mm-hmm.
He's always writing the lyrics for Yunsung's songs. So it's almost like he's the author.
Yeah, it's like the half of a song.
Yeah, he's like one half of Yunsung music.
Yeah.
It seems like. And they have a long partnership. And really, really kind of a match made in heaven, musically speaking.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a look at some of his, or most of his works here. And what's the first song we have for today?
The first song is Back to the Real Life.
Hmm.
And, of course, written by Park Chang-hak.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my own ideas of this song, interpretation of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Yoon Sang in person if it was right.
Oh!
And
that's so awesome.
We were eating, so it was a little weird because I was like, oh, so Back to the Real Life, is it about a drama addict person? Or and he's like, no, it's like, and then like he went into another explanation thing. So I never got the answer.
Oh, so he went off on a tangent and you never actually got the real answer. But it's not about a drama addict. I thought it was about being obsessed or falling in love with an actress on the screen.
Oh.
I thought.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at the lyrics and we can decide and our listeners can decide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The false tears in the screen made your heart ache so much.
Mm-hmm.
And their fake love was already reality to you. What are you doing in the dark room alone? People who are waiting for you are not there. Come back to your street, to the world where there's warm blood. Here, where you belong, where you've left empty for a while. The false sorrows in the screen dulled you so much, and their fake justice was already law to you. What are you doing in the dark room alone? People who are waiting for you are not there.
Hmm.
Open your eyes. It's just that you had fallen in a sweet dream, a dream that repeats without an answer. There are no painless scars. Love with no need to take responsibility is all a lie, an absolute lie. Open your eyes. It's just that you had fallen in a sweet dream, a dream that repeats without an answer.
Hmm. And your original theory was?
It was about people like who don't live in the reality. Like they are always stuck to the screen.
Right.
Watching dramas. And because they talk about false tears and fake love.
Yeah.
Because we could call it this way when you see people falling in love in the dramas. Like they're not really falling in love.
Right. They're acting.
Yeah, they're acting. But you could be so 과몰입.
you're just so immersed in it and committed that, you know, a lot of people who get addicted to dramas is because they love that world more than reality.
Yeah, because usually dramas are more beautiful.
Yeah, there is. There's a more beautiful, idealized, or even just a fantastic life, exciting life. And that's part of why people do get so addicted.
Yeah, and that's a great theory. He was telling that, no, it's not about that. It's, actually, when I first read the lyrics, I didn't really know if I had to sing this with the 법률 thing. Because this is not a word like that you use a lot in lyrics. And he was like, oh, let's forget about it. Like he's a good lyricist. I'm just going to sing what
he wrote. Just trust him. All right. Trust him. Well, Pomyur, the law and the justice, that kind of stuff. This also reminded me of those very popular, police shows.
Oh, like CSI.
Yeah, or some sort of cop procedural show. But now that you read it again to me and you read it straight through, I think, I don't know, I love your drama addict kind of thing.
Because I think what's really this could be from the point of view of the family.
Sure, right.
Because
like,
if you're alone,
we need
alone,
you to come back to the real life. Yeah,
if you're alone, like in the dark in your own room,
right.
And if you live with somebody else, like with your family,
right.
Like they would all be so worried about what this person is doing and how he or she is not living in the reality. Mm-hmm.
It makes me more puzzled that Yoon Sung said, no, it's not about that, because I can't really figure out what else it would be about. All right. But let's listen to it, and I don't know, we'll wait for insight. But here we go, kicking us off for today's topic of Yoon Sung Sonbaenim himself. It is Back to the Real Life. So we just heard Back to the Real Life by Yoon Sang, and we've come to the conclusion that we just think that Yoon Sang does not remember. You know, that happens a lot. And I'm not saying that as a criticism, because the same thing happens to me when they say, oh, you know, what about that one song
song is like 21 years old.
Right, so. Exactly. And you're like, what? What song? There's some songs I don't even remember singing, to be perfectly honest.
And
so.
it reminds me of a little anecdote of yesterday, which was I mentioned a song of him, which was 한 걸음 더. And there's a French version of that song.
Oh, there is.
A song by a singer called Cecile. And the content of the song was very different. The whole lyrics were...
Just a different
story.
It
was not a translation.
Not a translation.
And I mentioned about it, and he was like, no, that's not 한 걸음 더. And then I would sing the melody, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, it is 한 걸음 더. See, I'm telling you, it's just like, it's all kind of fuzzy, because when you have like hundreds and literally hundreds and hundreds of songs that you've written over the course of 30 plus years, you can get a little confused.
Yeah, and sometimes like you have songs that you never get to re-sing again after recording. Yeah.
There are some songs that are just you make for the album, but then suddenly, for some reason, never becomes a part of your live repertory.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just don't remember. Really. So that's my theory, because I really like your theory for the lyric interpretation. but let's move along and see if there's more kind of accessible lyrics here. What's our next song?
Our next song is 어떤 사람 A, Someone A by Yoon Sang.
Okay.
Again and again by Park Chang-hak.
Yes.
And this is such a nice song.
Yes,
I really love
is.
This song. And so it's about someone A. Before waking up from the dream, before it's all over, I'll need to call that name and say that I'm standing here right now. Now when the play ends and the lights are turned off, in the midst of the audience's storm of applause, I'll be completely forgotten before I know it. On the stage made for you, I'm always just someone that's passing by, without a name, without a line. A person just briefly passing by you, as you stand under the splendid lights, a role I was destined for. Someone.
Someone. 어떤 사람.
And I left the stage first, erased the makeup, and amidst the many people looking at you in a hush, I'm standing there too.
And then the refrain repeats.
Yeah.
On the stage made for you, I'm always just someone that's passing by. So... another kind of this voyeur kind of theme coming back. In Back to the Real Life, we had this voyeur relationship of someone watching the screen and being completely immersed into the fake stories, the fake love, the fake justice that they saw there. Here we have not a screen, but we have a stage.
Yeah, we have a stage and of a play. And I guess this is an extra... a person who plays the extra.
Not the main character, not the star
of the
show.
Just a person passing by, like a crew member.
Right.
A crew member who's in love with the protagonist.
Right. It's really beautiful and extremely creative, too. Not only to just take a typical love song, you don't make a typical one here, but he frames a very interesting environment for them.
Yeah, and there are so many words from the same... Chant lexical.
From the French version of the song?
No, not really.
Oh,
but,
no, that's 한 걸음 더.
Yeah, chant lexical is, it means that it's words from the same category.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, like,
so,
for example?
You have all those words for play.
True, right, right.
Lights and audience, play and name, line.
Right.
And role.
Stage makeup,
And so,
so he
really used
I see what you're saying
stage
here.
Thing very well, and he says that before waking up from the dream, but it's not really that he's dreaming and sleeping.
No,
but you know, sometimes like when you're on stage in a concert, you feel like it's not real.
Yeah, it's surreal. It does feel surreal.
And when it's over, you're like, was it? real? Like, did it happen?
Yeah, there's a sort of a shift where you are really kind of like, you know, back to the real life. Kind of. There's this moment, there's this shift, there's this transition. Yeah. But I see what you're saying. Using categorical descriptives, right, to tell a story. But he could use something else, a role I was destined for. He could have used something else for role or something else for, you know, he didn't have to mention erasing the makeup. But all these little details help and, tell the story, but also help make you think of the theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the role here is very... in English, role could be something else just than a role in a theater. Mm-hmm. But in Korean, 배역. Yes. You don't use it, like, in it's the real life. Specific. It's not 역할, you know?
Right, exactly. That's very, very true. It is very specific, the role in this play that we are part of.
Yeah. Right? And it reminds me a little bit of the lyrics from Kim Dong-ryul's Nobody.
Yeah, a little bit. I sometimes think that 어떤 사람 is his role.
Oh.
You know how, like, those very small parts? Yeah. Like, you know, man one, stranger two, man on bus. And then maybe his role is just 어떤 사람, saram A, right?
Yeah, someone I think like A is very important in the title.
Absolutely so. Really beautiful creativity we see here. Let's listen. Here's Yoon Sang with 어떤 사람 A or someone A. We just listened to Yoon Sang, of course, with his song 어떤 사람 A, someone A. I don't know. I'm liking my own theory that that was literally the name of his 배역. He was such a small part that he's just someone A, 어떤 사람 A.
Yeah, like in the ending credits.
Yes,
like in,
you see.
Like at the very end, you have 어떤 사람 A, 어떤 사람 B, 어떤 사람 C.
Exactly, exactly. And it's also not, there's a literal kind of story going on, but it's also like he's, his object of affection to her, he's nothing but a someone A, no identity.
Yeah, you just say insignificant.
Yes, exactly. He's in the shadows, just one of the people staring at her.
Oh, so
really
sad.
Lovely and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Very sad, but beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, we are looking at songs, lyrics of Yoon Sang. Many of his lyrics, I mean, he's written lyrics as well, but many of his lyrics were written by Park Chung-hak, his writing partner. Yeah. And the next one is one of the more popular Yoon Sang songs, probably because it was remade.
Yeah, so I brought in the original version to remind that this is his song.
I agree. I love the original so much.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yes, I think we're going to be like, hey, you guys, it's not SES. It's Yoon Sang, and it's the real deal.
It's Talligi, run by Yoon Sang. And the more I get older, the older I get, these lyrics hit differently.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, because it's, I've known this song like for so long.
Sure, absolutely.
Because everybody knows this song, but it's just like a very uplifting, happy mood song. Yeah, let's run all together.
Like. Sure.
And then if you look at the lyrics, you're like, oh, it's,
there's a lot more,
there's more layers going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, are you sick and tired? Are you out of your breath? What can you do when it's already been started? Under the pouring sunlight, even if your lips become parched, what can you do? You can't just stop. It would be embarrassing. One promise is that there is definitely an end, and after the end, you'll be able to rest for so long you'd get bored.
And then he repeats again, he repeats, are you sick and tired?
And without any reason, sometimes you'll feel so indignant you could cry to the ordinary who did not come in first. Even the applause belongs to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
One promise is that there is definitely an end, and after the end, you'll be able to rest for so long you'd get bored.
Mm-hmm.
It's good enough for me. Bye, 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 bye. It's good enough for me. Bye, 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 bye. Mm-hmm. And then he repeats that. And I just figured out that this song has a very unusual type of lyrics because you have two times the same verses.
Right.
And the refrain changes.
Right.
Usually that's not the case. Usually you change the verses and you keep the refrain.
The same.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's unusual. And then when we get that repetition, whenever I hear the, it's good enough, the, in the back, it feels like he's running.
Yeah.
With the lyrics, one step after the other. And then, you know, the whole thing with him is, it's not running like you were thinking, oh, it's happy, you gotta run, you gotta go for your dream. It's not that. It's this, the repetition of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, when does it stop? It's just
you're so sick and tired. Exactly. And it's not telling that you should take more energy and
exactly.
go for it. You can do it. It's not a cheerful song. It's just, oh, what can you do? You just start it.
It's already started.
I'm sorry for you, but you have to finish it.
You can't stop in the middle. There's no pause button.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, yeah, I love those lyrics. And you're right. It's going to hit you differently, you know, if you're in your early 20s or if you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
When, you know, when you're like, what can you do?
Yeah. And also when you know only the SES version, like their vocals are different also.
They're very bubbly sounding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's different.
One promises that there is definitely an end. Like, it sounds to me like if you die, you'll just sleep forever.
Yeah, there's the, you know, there's that saying, you can rest when you're dead.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it that way in the lyrics, but that's how it sounds to me now.
Yeah.
And this somehow feels like the whole life is a running track and you have to run till the end.
And you just have to keep going. You can't keep going. And he's just super realistic about it. And he says, you will feel really, really indignant. 진짜. You know, like, you will be very 억울하다, right?
Yeah.
And it's just so, so true for everybody and anybody. And, you know, he says, and he talks about how it's, you know, it's a squid game, you know? It's like there's winners, and then they who get the applause, and then the ordinary people who are in the middle do not get the applause, right?
Yeah.
And it's very true.
Yeah.
It's not that chipper and cheery and let's go and it's not
for those
actually.
Who don't come in first, they're all 어떤 사람 A to Z.
Exactly. So yeah, you're right. There is a lot more layers here. But at the end of the day, it's not exactly it's not a discouraging song though.
No. And it's an uplifting song because it has a very light melody and bright chord works.
Yes.
Unlike a lot of minor Yoon-sang songs.
Exactly. It's very unusual kind of style for him. It is very upbeat for Yoon-sang.
Yeah, it is.
It is very upbeat for Yoon-sang style. And yet we still got that Yoon-sang kick in the harsh reality of the lyrics. But his tone, I love it because he's honest, but he's like, I get the feeling, hey, you know what? I'm not going to give you any BS.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you like it is, and that will encourage you.
Yeah.
Right? That we can acknowledge each other and acknowledge the reality. And there was something about that I thought that was really kind of elegant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's listen, you guys. We all know it. But here's the original, Yoon-sang's 달리기, or Run. This is the Words with Stella Jung, our Thursday segment here on One Fine Day. We're having a Yoon-sang special, you know, just because. Oh, that was my phone. Sorry. Just because, and because we all love him here at OFD. And also because of this special event coming up, a wonderful opportunity to actually perform
it's
with
this
Yoon-sang.
Weekend.
I know. I'm so jealous. I never performed with Yoon-sang.
I got to perform with Yoon-sang before you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I've never performed with Yoon-sang. I've done TV shows with him, but we've never actually done music together.
Oh, but he doesn't do a lot of music.
That's true. Well, not these days. And also, he doesn't write for a lot of other people a lot. Unless, you know, he produced them.
Oh, I think he's busy being a father.
Oh, that's wonderful. And the next song that we have speaking of being a father, this kind of reminds me a little bit of...
something to do with an OFD anecdote that I have because we had Ina Kim as a guest when I was doing substitute DJ.
That's right.
And while the music was playing, I was talking about how I would want to have a message from my older self and talk with the 50-year-old Stella and ask her what should I do?
Right.
What should I do to not regret
and get advice?
And she said, "Oh, you know what? I wrote lyrics with the same concept, and it's called 'Ri Naege' with Yoon Sang and featuring Kim Sung Kyu from Infinite." And
this was the duet album.
It was the duet album, and I listened to this album when it was out, and it never really hit me in a way that Yoon Sang was talking to his younger self. Because I didn't know the concept, and I didn't really pay attention to the lyrics. And and only after when Ina mentioned this song, I got home and I listened to the song and I was like, oh, my God, such a masterpiece.
This is wonderful, isn't it? And, it's very wonderful.
And Ina herself, like, said it, like, because Yoon Sang Sonbaenim, like, he's hosting a show, like, on Now.
Yes.
And I saw the episode when Ina Kim was the guest.
Oh.
And she said, among all the lyrics she wrote for other people, if she had to choose, like, one thing that she really thinks that is a well-written lyric.
Yeah.
And she chose this one.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yay.
Really wonderful stuff here. And it's very well deserved because it is a very well written song because of the sheer amount of insight that I think she brought to this song, not only for channeling an older gentleman, but also a young gentleman.
Yeah.
And, you know, at first when I listened to it, I thought of a kind of a father-son sort of, you know, passing on the knowledge kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out later that this actually, 나에게, right, looking at the title, is really beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
To me of someday that would be singing this song, I want to say thank you. I want to tell you the secret that although you cried back then, you're the reason I'm laughing now.
Wow.
That even the darkest of your days had been so precious that even if you don't know it all now, you're definitely not even a little bit late.
Oh, yes. I definitely want to tell my younger self, you're not too late.
Oh, yeah. That's so right.
You're not too late. Because we always think we're just late, right?
Only, you can love more. Trust in your current self and your people. One more time, everything will be okay. It'll be okay.
And then we have Sung Kyu, the younger self coming in, echoing, it'll be okay. What? And then we have an exchange of lines. So the younger self says, what don't I know?
Do I have to know?
My thoughts change without lasting a day. People irresponsibly say such worries are beautiful.
It might get more complicated than that.
And then the younger self says, if I could know now who I love or who loves me, would I hurt a little less or hurt a little more?
And then he asks the question again. Have you ever told a lie with a good intention to give comfort?
Right. And Yoon Sung actually answers himself.
Yeah.
Saying, not now for sure, not even once to you. Interesting
stuff. I'll wait one more time. A response from someday, the story of then.
The story of then.
Yeah.
그때 얘기를.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they sing together.
Right.
One day, I hope, the stories of you and I will able to meet in some harmony. Perhaps we've already achieved that. Perhaps we're already listening.
Oh, really beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Another unusual major key song, but not so unusual because of the fact that he co-wrote this. We have Hong Sung-jae on arrangement, so it's got this very kind of bright sound, energetic sound that's kind of typical of his work as well. So there's a lot of hopefulness in here as well. And by hearing this imaginary conversation between an older self and younger self, it's amazing how encouraging that feels to listen to.
Yeah, and also one thing that Ina mentioned mm-hmm. was that 다만 더 사랑해도 괜찮아.
Yes.
Only you can love more yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not something that she expects Yoon Sang to tell his younger self. It's
right.
what she wants him to tell his younger
that's
self.
That's a very important distinction.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying to be real to his character. She was making an idealized character for Yoon Sang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, like, sometimes, like, you say, 가수는 노래 따라간다 kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
It's so true.
So and she's been a fan of Yoon Sang for such a long time.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's one of her musical heroes, so this mm-hmm. must have been such a really fun opportunity for her. And, of course, as a songwriter, I think she was also channeling what she would say to
yeah.
her younger self, you know, because there's something really universal about it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely so. What a wonderful song. Let's listen. This is from his Duets album. Another really interesting project to check out. And I think, yeah, he pulls it off because it's just so wonderful.
Yeah.
And this is one of my definitely hands-down favorites from the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a duet with Kim Song-kyu, and it is Re Naege, Re Me. That was Yoon Sang and Kim Song Yoo playing Reply or Re Naege, Reply to Me.
Yeah.
And we have, sadly, sadly, we only have time for one more song. I mean, we can't possibly get through all of Yoon Sang's stuff because then it'll take like a year
yeah.
of the words segments to get through it. But this was a wonderful topic to bring in today.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue, but I love it. Your most out of the blue topics seem, I don't know, most kind of organic to me.
Yeah.
Right? And he's on your mind because you're singing his song.
Oh, we should do a Park Jung-hyun special.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh.
Now that you thought of it, sure,
yeah.
why not?
Mm-hmm.
Here for the last song, you actually told me a story about this song, I think a couple weeks ago when you were in the studio, something that you were just, while you were revisiting his music,
yeah.
you were just really struck and impressed by this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our last song for the day, and it is
그게 난 슬프다.
Mm-hmm.
That Makes Me Sad by Yoon Sang featuring Yoo Seong-eun.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his latest release.
Yes.
And it's from 2016.
Right.
So it's already
yeah.
5 years
old. 5 years.
But still, it's his latest single.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to make a band sound single.
Yeah.
So this is maybe a little different from his early works with a lot of synthesizers.
Right.
And so you can hear that it's a more band-oriented
right,
sound.
Right,
yeah. And another work from Park Chan-hak for the lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah. And I really love these lyrics
mm-hmm.
because it's not about being sad after a breakup because of the breakup.
Right.
But it's something else that makes him sad.
Yes.
그게 난 슬프다.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's totally true, I think.
I think so, too.
I think, and I think I'll relate more and more to these lyrics as I get older.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Absolutely, I agree. Mm-hmm.
The love that I thought would last forever has now gone cold. Did I become wiser than I was then thanks to that? Since I've overcome the pain, anyhow, I don't resent you anymore. Step after step, I walked over those broken memories and cried so much, and that's why now I don't resent you even a little bit. I want to remember you for a long time. The days and dreams that shined so brightly are now all becoming erased from memory. Did I become more honorable than I was then thanks to that? Than I was then,
mm-hmm.
thanks to that.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've overcome the disappointments, anyhow, I'm no longer reminded of you sometimes. Step after step, I walked over those broken memories and cried so much, and that's why now I don't miss you anymore. And that makes me sad.
And that is what makes him sad, the fact that he's not sad
yeah.
anymore. That's really actually very sad.
Yeah.
I also know this from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little sadder when you just don't feel anything anymore.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because you miss missing.
Exactly, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's sad, maybe it's amazing. Another day of being used to the time without you, and no longer shedding a tear over you, goes by, and that makes me sad.
Yeah. It's almost like a wonderful poem in and of itself, these lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like every time I see some lyrics like this, I think, how do you think of that? Because it's something that we all know and we all feel, but no one thought to put it in this way.
And I really love this because it's not about, how could you leave me alone? I am walking on our broken memories and I'm crying alone.
You know, funny story about that.
It's all past.
Funny story about that is that I think like 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago, we actually, on Liz's segment, our Wednesday segment, we listened to Yoonsang's debut song.
Oh my gosh.
And this...
Was it 이별의 그늘?
I think so, yeah. And it was just... when will this sadness end?
Where are you now?
When will this end? This never-ending one, when will it end?
Oh.
And fast forward to 2016,
being very loyal to his age.
Yes. We think of it as sort of a, I guess, natural human evolution here that we're seeing in Yoonsang's music.
Mm-hmm.
Evolution of character as well. It's pretty interesting stuff, huh?
It's all past now, and he says, and cried so much.
Right, exactly. My favorite part of these lyrics is how he's kind of, you know, thinking, examining his emotions.
Oh,
did I become wiser than I was then because of this? The love's gone cold. I've overcome the pain. And then all of a sudden he just goes, well, anyhow. This shrugging of the shoulders. 어쨌든, it's not even...
Important anymore.
It's not important enough to really finish analyzing.
Yeah.
It's that inconsequential to him. Right? Yes. And then so when he says, step after step, I walked over those broken memories and cried so much, we're thinking, oh, here's 이별의 그늘.
It comes from 이별의
그늘. Yeah, it's a little shout out to that original debut song.
And what I personally found funny was that he says 한 걸음 또 한 걸음.
Yeah.
And for me, like, it reminds me of 한
걸음
더. 한 걸음 더 천천히 부서져버린 기억들을 밟았구나.
I stepped over those broken memories.
Yeah.
And I love the stepping over the broken memories. It's so... sharp, such a sharp image.
Yeah.
It's so harsh because Park Chang-wook needed to show the contrast. Like, it was, he loved her. It ripped him apart. But lo and behold, after the time passes.
And there's a second part of the refrain and the second refrain, and it was not translated today, but it's 무너져버린 우리의 꿈을 밟으며, our dreams.
Our broken dreams.
Yeah, our broken dreams.
Walking over our broken dreams.
Yeah, so it's not only the memories they had together, but also the future they were going to have together.
Exactly. And that's where the disappointments come in, right? That he had to even overcome all the disappointments, not just for this one person, but the life that, you know, you assumed
you're going to
have.
Yeah, but that's how it is. Everybody goes through the same kind of stories.
Very, very universal.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And also, what makes me sad is that this is his latest single. Like, for 5 years now.
As a fan, fans want more. Well, I think that even if we have to wait a little, it'll be worth the wait because it is Yoonsang.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely so. Thank you so much, Stella, for a really fun topic.
Thank you.
I love that this topic is just because this is what's going on in your life. It's a reflection of you. And I like it when the segments are a reflection of you.
Oh.
Yeah, it feels so natural. And we had a lot of fun listening to some fantastic music. I hope you have a very healthy week.
Thank you.
Knock on wood.
For everybody.
Yes, for everybody as well. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
All right, taking Stella out, here's Yoonsang with 그게 난 슬프다, That Makes Me Sad, featuring Yoo Sung-eun. We just heard Yoon Sang with 그게 난 슬프다. That makes me sad. And it makes me sad to say we are at the end of today's One Fine Day. Hope you guys are not too sad. Let me say goodbye with a song from Daybreak. It is 말이 안 되잖아, Doesn't Make Sense featuring Haze. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you tomorrow. 달라 보여서